This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from an explosion and fire at a fuel depot in Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday has jumped to 125, Interfax Azerbaijan reported on Tuesday, citing the Armenian Health Ministry. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on Tuesday with Azerbaijan's president on Nagorno-Karabakh. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said,
"The secretary noted in that call that the president, President Aliyev, has said there will be no further military action, and we expect him to abide by that. He has also said that he would accept an observer mission, and we would expect him to abide by that."
Miller told reporters Blinken underscored the urgency of no further hostilities. More than 5.25 million of Sudan's 49 million population have been displaced since the fighting erupted, according to UN figures. Most have not returned home. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The conflict has brought Sudan's stagnant economy to its knees. Prices for products have soared as the currency has tumbled. The country is now having to draw on its scant resources to support its internally displaced population. Meanwhile, international aid efforts remain severely underfunded. According to the United Nations, by mid-August, just 25% had been provided of the $2.6 billion required for this year.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Joe Biden joined striking auto workers on the picket line Tuesday in a historic first for a sitting U.S. president, a day before rival Donald Trump makes his own bid for the blue-collar vote in the state of Michigan, a battleground electoral state. The 80-year-old Democrat told banner-waving employers through a mega